Welcome back. Today, I would love to talk about confidence and what it takes to become dangerously confident. I think so many people want to be confident. We strive to be confident because it ends up helping us in so many ways. We get the raise, we get the girl, we achieve whatever when we're confident. I know some of us feel and have felt that sense of confidence, that edge where you feel unstoppable. And others of us haven't felt that, not even close to what you could potentially feel. So in this video today, I'm gonna break down five ways, practical ways that I've seen in my life that give me confidence, help me build that momentum and start seeing myself and being my own biggest fan, seeing myself like the king I'm becoming. So if you're ready to level up your confidence, let's get straight into the five ways to do just that. Starting with number one, all right, closing the say-do gap, which is another way of saying doing what you say you're going to do, right? It's so simple. It's so elementary, but often, at least in my life, I overlook this gap. I remember certain seasons of my life, certain weeks, certain months, certain years where my say-do gap is massive. You know, I'm a visionary, right? So I like to start things, I like to talk about things, I like to see what things could be, I like to dream big. But the flip side of that, the second, you know, side of that, the double-edged sword, if you will, is when I start things, I often don't finish things because I start so many things. I get excited about a lot of stuff. And so the downside is I start a lot of things, I don't finish it, and therefore my say-do gap can be massive at times. And that leaves me frustrated. It leaves me overwhelmed. It leaves me feeling wanting, like I'm missing something. And so if we can work to close that, it's phenomenal. A great example of this is my wife knows me best. And so I remember saying, hey, I'm going to clean the Zen Den, the backyard, the cold plunge sauna. I'm going to do a deep cleaning of the Zen Den. That way you feel comfortable, babe, right? And she goes, oh, awesome. Nice. Well, I'll believe that when I see it. And I was like, you know what? You know, old Brian would have been like, well, I'm gonna show you, you know? How dare you? The new Brian is like, man, thank God, right? Thank God that I got a wife who calls me out on my BS. You know, she's heard me say that before and it doesn't get done. So she loves me enough to tell me the truth, which is coming up, right? Tell me the truth in love to call that out of me. She helps me realize my full potential because she knows and sees through the BS. She knows, hey, if Brian says something and he doesn't do it, he doesn't really mean it, which is a hard pill to swallow. And oftentimes that's the truth. So keeping promises you make to yourself, as I conclude the first point, is imperative. Because you look at you in the mirror, you live with you every single day. And if we can't keep promises with ourselves, we're not gonna have confidence. So if I say I'm gonna wake up at 6 a.m. and go for a workout, go for a run, whatever it may be, and I don't, and I sleep in or I wake up and I don't do the workout, that's not gonna translate to confidence. I'm gonna feel more of like an imposter because I can't even keep a promise that I made to myself. So start small, get 1% better, raise the baseline, make promises to yourself you know you can keep, and that will help you build confidence as you do what you say and you close that gap. Number two, I alluded to earlier, is tell yourself the truth. Tell the truth more. Tell the truth faster. Tell the truth to yourself and to your loved ones, to your people, to others. I started BeFit, my first coaching fitness health mindset company, in 2020, and I remember the first pillar of BeFit was tell the truth. The truth sets you free. I told guys, look, if you're, let's say, overweight and you're lazy right now, first off, I love you and you should love yourself because that's the fuel that will help unlock your potential. But number two is you can't get fit if you're telling yourself lies like I am fit and I'm consistent and I'm healthy and I'm doing all this stuff. You have to be honest with yourself and say, you know what? I'm not where I need to be right now. I'm not where I want to be right now. And that's okay because the first step of forward progress is telling yourself the truth. So that is so important, being honest with yourself and others. There's a momentum that builds as you choose to just tell the truth, right? Telling the truth is powerful. The other flip side of that is living in the light. You know, for me, I've shared publicly, I've struggled with lust, pornography throughout the years. I've had seasons where I'm really good, seasons when I'm really not good. And even lately, I fell into that again. And it's frustrating because I'm like, man, that's not what you're made for. I'm choosing the fake fix as opposed to the real stuff. And I know you and I weren't made for the fake stuff. We were made for the real thing. So I can't trade intimacy with my wife or intimacy with my creator for fake, you know, stuff, right? But living in the light. Do you think I was confident when I was not living in the light? Heck no. But what's helped me is telling people, telling my wife, telling my closest brothers in my life to keep me accountable. That stuff helps me walk and live in the light. And there's no darkness in the light. There's no secrets in the light. There's no, you know, cobwebs and whatnot in the light. I'm fully known, I'm fully loved, just like you are. And as I grow in that identity, I can step in and live in the light more and more. And that breeds confidence. Wanted to take a second and give a quick shout out to Built Basics. Built is my go-to for activewear, gym outfits, even loungewear, winter styles. They got everything. So if you're man, woman, doesn't matter, they have stuff for you. If you're wanting to give a gift for yourself or for someone else in your life, this holiday season, 30% off site-wide is happening now. Built.com. Type in code elevated as a thank you to Built this holiday season. So thanks a lot for watching. Let's get back to the video. Number three is get fit for life, dude. Get strong as heck. Build a body that is resilient, a strong and capable physical body. That will help you build confidence. Wake up early, lift weights, move your body, stretch, do yoga, right? Join Team Vitality, right? Do calisthenics, do push-ups, do 100 daily reps, walking lunges, squats. Get physically fit. When you start building a body that is strong and you're proud of, I guarantee you confidence comes. That could even be number one, but I decided to go more philosophical first, okay? It takes a resilient and disciplined mind to build a strong body. And the cool part is, as you build your strong body, you're going to be sharpening your mind as well. Progress and success in a healthy, strong, fit body doesn't happen on accident, okay? It takes intentionality. And so as you do that over the weeks and the months and the years of your life, you are, by default, indirectly building a strong mind. Because it's not fun to wake up early. It's not fun to go work out when it's cold or snowing outside. It's not fun to meal prep. It's not fun to fill in the blank. But if you identify as an athlete, if you identify as someone who's made for more, you will take that initiative. And the cool part is, my friend, is when you start and you build some momentum over the days, over the weeks, a fit body, a strong mind, and a house full of love, to quote someone much smarter than me, who I can't remember right now off the top of my head, that will naturally happen, and it gets easier to do so when you build momentum. All right, so get fit for life. Stay strong, stay disciplined, and stay resilient. Last two, number four, is see the best in yourself and others. Someone asked me at Pathos on a beach workout, he goes, man, have you always had this like kind of confidence? Have you always had this like way of being? And I laughed because like I was like, man, thank you, that's a great compliment. Sincerely, thank you. Because no, I would never be the one to speak up in class or to give a presentation or to do anything publicly. I was kind of just the guy who wanted to kind of be behind the scenes. You know, I liked attention, don't get me wrong. I like to be fit and athletic and win something and get compliments. I love that, right? But I was never the guy to speak publicly. And part of what's really transformed my life is all the four things I've already stated: closing the say-do gap, telling yourself the truth, getting fit for life, the three things, excuse me, they help you feel comfortable in your own skin. And that's massive, right? And you can even make a case for seeing yourself, starting to see yourself as God sees you, right? The highest and best form possible is, by definition, getting more comfortable in your own skin. Because regardless of what you look like, how healthy or fit you are, if you start seeing the best in yourself and everybody else around you, you will feel comfortable in your own skin. You will feel more of that childlike wonder and faith and trust where it's like, hey, I'm me. I'm fully known. I'm fully loved. There's no one like me ever to have lived before, to have lived currently, or who will ever live again. There's only one me. There's only one you. And as you understand that unique power, you will feel more comfortable in your own skin because you realize only you can be a vessel for God to flow through and impact the world in the exact way that you and only you can. That is a powerful truth. And to live there is everything. So oftentimes most people, I believe, are their worst critics. You know, they're worst critics and hardly ever their biggest fan. I propose to you that if you and I were our own biggest fan, we told ourselves the truth in love, but we rooted for ourselves as if we actually love and respect ourselves. We treated ourselves like we know there is a king, there is a queen, there is a highest version of ourselves unlocked within us. We would see the best in ourselves. We would get better results and we would for sure be more confident. You with me? Final point, number five, is go beyond yourself, right? I talk about becoming more you, becoming more the person that you were made to become, right? Stepping into that God-given greatness potential. But it doesn't end with you or me. It doesn't end with us. It ends with others. It ends with our families, our communities, our country, the world at large, the family that is humanity. So if we go beyond ourselves, we will be more confident because we're seeking not to gain, but we're seeking to serve. Part of the reason why I was super nervous getting on stage at Maxwell Leadership at HCL, High Capacity Leaders, because I was so self-conscious. I was like, oh, who am I? Because compared to these people, these men and women, I'm like the least qualified to be here. Should I even be here? Who am I to be here, right? Self-conscious versus what a pastor friend told me afterwards. He goes, you need to start focusing on what you have to give to others. And he said, the thing is, you need to switch from like, who am I, to these people need to hear what I have to say. Why? Because I'm the most qualified or I have the most knowledge or I've been on the most stages? No, it's because point number four, I am a unique individual made on purpose for a purpose, and there is a unique expression of God, a unique strength combination of me that I gotta share with the world. I got to serve other people. I got to see how I can serve. Seeking to serve is such a mindset shift that gives you this crazy confidence because it's not about you. You forget the self and you get so locked in on giving value to others, you don't worry about yourself and how you're perceived, right? And the last thing is purpose. Purpose living, purpose-driven life. And I'll end it here with a story. There was once upon a time a man who was walking into a town, a city, okay? This is about living with purpose and seeing things from a higher perspective. So he walks into the city, he sees a job site. And so he sees three men laying bricks. And he asked the first man, he goes, what are you doing? The first bricklayer said, well, you know, I'm just laying bricks. You know, what does it look like I'm doing? You know, kind of jokingly. The second guy he asked, he said, okay, what are you doing? And he says, well, I'm building a wall. And he goes, oh, cool. Wow, that's, you know, bigger picture. I like that. Building a wall. That seems important. He goes, nice. So the third guy he asked, what are you doing? And the third man says, I'm building a masterpiece. I'm building a cathedral. Something that is way bigger than me. It's not about me. It's going to serve humanity. That's what I'm building. Those three men were building the same thing, right? They were laying the same bricks, same materials. But three men had different perspectives. Which of you think lives with more purpose, sees the bigger picture, is infused with more confidence? 100% third man. Absolutely. So you and me need to take the purpose of the third bricklayer approach to life. And the final thing I'll say to you is when you start seeing yourself as your own greatest project, you start seeing yourself as your most sacred work, you walk around with more confidence because you know it's not just about you. It's about seeing yourself in the best way to put value into yourself and seeing who you're becoming, the work that's required for that, as sacred, as very, very much important. And then you get to share that gift with the world. That's the key to confidence, at least for me. I hope this helped. Leave a comment. Let me know your thoughts. I love you. All right. See you next time.